from the heart of my apartment. This is a very special episode of Podzilla 1985, and it's just me. It's just me here tonight. Well, it's me plus the lovely people we have in the interactive fun zone here on Facebook.com/Podzilla1985, who's going to be listening to this with me. Derek, of course, you're always welcome to join me. Here's the thing, guys. If you're listening to this after the fact, or if you're here live with me, it's just me tonight, and the reason is because I am very lucky to be employed at a place where I can say whatever I want without fear of repercussion. I work at a very, you know, I work at an independent video game store, and I can speak my mind and not have to worry about what people are going to do. It's not going to affect my job at all. A lot of the guys here on the show don't have that convenience. So it is just me here tonight. But it's going to be a lot of fun. My name is Shannon Young, by the way. I'm going to be your host and only person on the show tonight, at least for you guys listening to the podcast version of this. I want to say hello to Caleb Carter. I want to say hello to Derek, Lindsay, who's listening while playing World of Warcraft, and the other people that are in here. Before we get into the the hot and heavy stuff, I do want you guys to know that I am drinking a big cup of coffee, and I'm going to take a sip of that real quick. Give me a second. Boy, that Keurig does me right. I don't care what Shelby says. I love the Keurig. So, here's what happened. We all knew today that they were going to object to the certification of the Electoral College in the Senate. There were quite a few senators and, you know, members of the House that said they were going to object to it. I knew that was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen, and I knew it was going to be a train wreck. And what I did was I was speaking to my cousin Casper earlier today. We were talking about it, and I remember telling him, hey, I'm thinking about doing a show tonight to talk about this because I know they're going to do the objections. I know it's going to be a big thing, and I kind of want to talk about it. And we were kind of discussing whether or not we were going to do that when all of a sudden, you know, when I'm at work, I've got usually CNN and Fox News and a couple other websites going on in the background all the time, because you guys might not know this, because when you hear me on the shows, it's usually me talking about, you know, horses or Elder Scrolls Oblivion or, you know, memes and stuff like that. I'm a very political person. My background is in journalism. I went to college for journalism. I was an editor. I've worked for a few different places, and journalism has always been my thing. Podzilla 1985 originally was my own personal, you know, place to continue my journalism because I didn't want to work for mainstream media. I have a big disagreement with mainstream media. So I was thinking about covering this event earlier. Well, little did I know, as I've got these different sites on, because I'm constantly watching the news, I'm constantly, you know, taking in info, I hear about what's happening at the Capitol. First off, I heard that they were doing this Save America rally, you know, near the Capitol, that Donald Trump was going there, and he had organized this rally to continue to push this lie that Donald Trump is a victim of a giant conspiracy against him. The same thing, by the way, that he said he was going to do. I don't remember how long ago it was. I wish I had a fact checker here for me. But a while back, Donald Trump said that if he lost the election, he would create this lie that he was robbed. And that's exactly what he's doing. But enough people have fallen for it, and that have drank the Kool-Aid, as they say, and have gone along with it, that he has continued this lie all this time. And they had this Save America rally, which is the most, by the way, and I know you guys listen to Podzilla already, so you know that I curse, but I'm probably going to curse a lot on this show, just so you're aware. So if you got kids, Brian, put the kids to bed. Don't let them listen to the show. Zane Laney, put the kids to bed. Don't let them listen to this show. Or do, because I think it's important. But Save America is about the most insulting fucking name I think you could have given this rally. You're not saving America. This is a giant ego stroke for Donald Trump. He is loving this shit. You got to believe he's loving this shit. This is an egomaniac, somebody who just loves attention. He's not a Republican, by the way. Look into his history. He ran on the Republican ticket, despite the fact he won the Republican ticket by lying, by being an arrogant dick. I mean, the dude is a fucking joke. Yes, Danny, exactly. Put the kids to bed, Brian. This is for grownups. Yes, Aaron Roberts, of course you're allowed to listen. But, you know, again, I do want to make this warning, too. If you are pro-Trump, if you are right-leaning, you're probably not going to like this episode. I welcome the debate. If you want to debate it here in the chat with me, 100%, I want to hear what you have to say. Especially if you defend this. I would love to hear your defense of this. But Trump has this Save America rally, which again is the most, we'll say it again, is the most insulting fucking name you can give it, because you're not saving America. You're just stroking your own ego. And he incites his people to do this. That's what this is. This is Donald Trump inciting, and not just Donald Trump. We're talking Donald Trump. We're talking Rudy Giuliani, his kids, however many of these senators and people in the House. Look at, you got a sign on here right now. Joe Biden is a pedophile. These are the, oh my God, these are the kind of people that Donald Trump appeals to. And he has them all brainwashed into thinking that he's a victim, and he's protesting the certification of the Electoral College, the will of the people. And I guess maybe after, how long has it been now? A couple of months of Donald Trump leading people to believe that he is a victim and that there's a giant conspiracy against him, telling him, his people at this rally, never concede. I will never give up. I will never concede. After all of this shit talking that he's done, who's calling me on Facebook? Oh, Maria, don't call me on Facebook in the middle of the show. What's going on? And I got to reset this. What was I talking about in this rally? After months of telling his followers that he is the victim and that there is a conspiracy against them, and really setting the fire and stoking the fire with these conspiracy theories, these people march on the Capitol, on the U.S. Capitol, and this is a legitimate attempt at a coup to overthrow the will of the people and the government and put Donald Trump in power. And like, I don't understand all of the people that are defending this. There are so many people I've seen that are defending this. And I don't get it. Like, there is a difference between standing up for what you believe and this. And it's not even that this is, I don't know. I'm so flustered. It's hard to tell. Let me go into some comments real quick before we dive deep into it. What do we got here? Danny says, Shannon, we need to get coffee. We're on total opposites, but I want you to know I absolutely care for you and love your opinion. I love you and Podzilla members, because that's what my heart is supposed to do. Great luck tonight. God bless our country, left and right. Danny, I appreciate the sentiment. I really do. And I am a person that very much is middle of the road. I'm a middle road kind of guy. I know the joke is I lean left. Of course, I do lean left, but I am a middle road kind of guy. I call them like I see them. I was very much looking forward to when Joe Biden took office. And now that the Democrats seem to have unchecked power, because they, from all accounts, they've won the Georgia runoff. They have the House. They have the presidency. I was looking forward to see what they could accomplish, and to also keep them in check and to call out the bullshit that they pull when they try to pull it, because Democrats can be just as corrupt as Republicans. But we're not talking about Republicans and Democrats anymore. We're talking about Republicans, Democrats, and Trump's Republicans. In fact, go on and listen to, I posted this on Facebook earlier today, that at this Save America rally, Don Trump Jr. said that this is no longer their republic. This is Donald Trump's Republican Party. You Republicans that are listening to the show, is that how you want this to go? You want this to be Donald Trump's party? Since when is Donald Trump God? Since when is he bigger than the party itself? Name another president that has been bigger than the party. And, you know, you might say Barack Obama. Sure, Barack Obama was popular, but Barack Obama never presented himself as the end-all be-all of the Democratic Party. Trump is on a whole nother level. We'll get back to that in a second. Danny, you said you have a valid question. I would love to answer it. Go ahead and send me that in the group chat here. We talked about this at the store today, me and a couple of friends. We were talking about the Republican Party, and I have conservative friends. I have Republican friends. And I've always disagreed with some of their tactics. Most of my Republican friends have either, and this is a true story, most of them have either turned liberal, have either that, or they've given up the Republican Party because of what Donald Trump has turned it into. Think about that for a second. Lifelong Republicans that have given up on their party because what Donald Trump has turned it into, he's like a mafia boss. He wants you to praise him, and I'll be all. Get into what happened at Capitol Hill in just a second. Danny, are we worried about checks and balances at all? This is valid. I firmly believe we're at a breaking point where the parties have failed in general. I would say to you, Danny, that the fact that we have a two-party system is a failure in itself. You have a melting pot like the United States, where you have people from every race, background. They come from other countries, different religions, all these different belief systems. And you put them into a two-party system, which is impossible. There is no way that a Republican and a Democrat can represent a full 100% of the country. So a two-party system in itself, to me, is ridiculous. But when it comes to what we have, because I'm working with the system that I've got, of where the parties have failed they failed for as long as I can fucking remember, because we've always had problems. But tell me any time in your life you have seen this. Tell me anywhere in your life you have seen what we saw today, where you have people at the behest of the president of the United States attacking the Capitol building. We're talking about senators being evacuated. We're talking about looting. We're talking about destruction. A woman was shot and killed. When in your life have you seen something like this happen before? Because I can't tell you when I've seen anything like this. The parties failed when they failed to stop Donald Trump from bullying his way into the presidency. I don't want to blame Republicans. You know, I don't want to blame Republicans for what has happened, because I believe that Republicans and Democrats, everybody loves this country. Everybody wants what's best for this country, and we just disagree on what is best for this country. Then Donald Trump came in. Donald Trump is a con man. He's a snake oil salesman, a failed reality host. Somehow, his charisma outdid his experience and his knowledge. And what I mean by that is, I mean, think back to this. 2016, Hillary Clinton lost the presidential election. Hillary Clinton, who was a lifelong politician, she's been around the block when it comes to politics. She knows what she's doing. And instead of picking a person for the job that had experience and knowledge, we picked Donald Trump. We picked someone who has never held office. He's never done anything in politics. And we picked him on what grounds? Because he was rich? Is he? He's a failed businessman. He got a loan from his father. He's an awful businessman. He's not a great negotiator. But we elected him based on the fact that he was so charismatic and he bullied his way into it. He made so many people believe that he was everything he said he was. And Hillary Clinton, the person who was more qualified for the job, lost. Now skip ahead 4 years, and 4 years of what do we got going on here? Yeah, like I said, this is a live feed here from, I think, Yahoo Finance, so I apologize for that. 4 years later, you'd think that we would have smartened up by now, right? You'd think we would have smartened up, and after 4 years of Trump, after 4 years of America being as divisive as it's ever been in my memory, and I'm 38 years old, after 4 years of broken promises, he never locked Hillary up, he never built the wall, he you know, took away a lot of progressive things that Barack Obama and presidents before him had put into place. He really tried to regress this country back to make it great again, to make it great for who? We all know the answer to that. And after 4 years, you think we would have smartened up and we would have kicked his ass out of office. But you look at the election, everyone talks about Joe Biden winning, and yeah, Joe Biden did win, but Joe Biden barely won. He squeaked into the office. The fact that so much of America still followed Donald Trump on nothing other than his own cult of personality and his lies, that's dangerous. That's where we failed. We failed. Both parties failed at stopping Donald Trump in his tracks. And then we as the American people failed to stop Donald Trump. We finally got it right by voting in Joe Biden, barely. And then look what happened today. What happened today? The MAGA supporters, the Proud Boys, the extremists, the people who have bought into the lies, they marched on the Capitol Hill and they took it hostage. They took it hostage. And I really want to get my feelings out about that, but I want to go to the live chat real quick. I don't want to ignore you guys. Let me see what you're saying real quick before we jump into that. This isn't going to be a full show, by the way. This is going to be an hour long. We're probably going to go about 30 minutes, mostly because I think if I go a full hour, my brain might explode. Let's see what we got here. We've got a lot of talking in here. Danny keeps going, though. Says, for instance, if we have a House, Senate, presidential, one party, is it more sustaining and will be better than a split system? I think the important thing is that, how do I word this correctly? it really is up to the people in power to kind of check themselves. Are there going to be some things that Democrats push that not everyone's going to like? Of course there is. I mean, that's every political side. But you would hope that they would do it for the better of America as a nation and not just for a political party. Will they do that? I don't know, because I can't remember the last time one political party held everything. So I'm a little bit curious to see how this goes too. And like I said, if the Democrats have complete power and they get out of line, I am more than happy to roast their ass and call them out for it, because I am not a liberal, you know, political commentator. I'm just a political commentator. I see both sides. Moving on. Caleb Carter, when was the last time the Capitol was evacuated? Think about it. I think the last time the Capitol was even attacked was in the 1800s, if I remember, the early 1800s. So, yeah, think about that. Jeremy Taylor, campaign finance reform is desperately needed to get money out of politics. That was one of the things that Donald Trump really ran on, too, by the way, was that he was so rich, he didn't need money from anybody. He was a businessman. He was rich. You know, just don't go looking into it. Don't go looking into his finances, because you can't look into his taxes, by the way, because the motherfucker still hasn't released his taxes. 4 years in office, he's still being audited, which is not a deterrent from releasing your taxes. It's almost like he's just a fucking liar. I'm going to sip my coffee real quick. Give me a second. Talk amongst yourselves. My coffee cup is so big, it's getting cold. Caleb Carter, Mike Pence condemned them today. That's saying something. Well, of course they did. They're all going to condemn them now. Well, even Trump condemned them, sort of. We'll get to that here in a little bit. I want to talk about that. Danny, again, what happened today sped up the process. A lot of people in politics on the right gave up on him in just hours. We'll see how that goes. I'm not convinced of that. America screwed itself. America screwed itself a long time ago. Caleb Tripp, Trump showed racists that they can go out and showcase their racism in public and be supported by a person in power. Absolutely. Caleb Carter, we don't need a wall because nobody wants to come here. Everyone is laughing at us. Yeah, we'll get that. Danny, I find myself more conservative, but I also agree with some conservative democratic values. There's so much on the table for people. Casper said Republicans held everything in 2016. Ciro Villegas, Kelly Loeffler just did. What did she just do, Ciro? I missed it. Let me know. So they marched on the Capitol building, and I made a post about this on Facebook that said, it won't be long before people like Tucker Carlson are calling them patriots. Well, I didn't even have to wait for Tucker Carlson, because Ivanka Trump actually came out and tweeted that these patriots, and in fact, that's how they're referring to these guys, as they're patriots. They're all patriots. These are patriots that have gotten out of hand. But when, and this is the part, this is going to offend some people probably, when it was, and he knew it was coming, when it was Black Lives Matter, when they were marching through the streets protesting racial injustice and you know, murder at the hands of police officers, they were anarchists. They were terrorists. Trump condemned them. Everyone that, you know, tore down statues or whatever, they were going to go to jail 10 years minimum. These protests were met with military force. You remember seeing people getting knocked on their ass by these almost like black ops military types who had no designations. No one knew who they were. That's what they got. Now, what you're seeing on the screen now and what you guys saw throughout the day was this army of MAGA supporters, not just protesting in the street. These guys are literally attacking the Capitol building. They're posing in the Senate chambers. They're smashing windows. They're doing all this. Where's the military? Where is the force to stop them? Where are the rubber bullets and the tear gas? If this was a Black Lives Matter protest, if these people were black, this day would be a day of mourning, because imagine how many casualties we would have had of black people being shot dead. But because it's Trump supporters, they get away with it. They literally walked into the Capitol building. Well, some of them got away with it. Apparently, one was shot and killed. And her blood, by the way, is on Donald Trump's hands and the Republican Party's hands. Whose hands are they on? They're on Ted Cruz's hands. They're on a fucking Josh, what's his name? Lawley, the motherfucker from Missouri. They're on his hands because they all fed into this lie. And fed this lie to their supporters over and over again that Donald Trump was a victim. I saw something today after the fact, after all this, that said, let me see if I can find it here real quick. It said that half of our nation is unsure about the results of the election. Half of our nation doesn't trust the results of the election. That's true. You know why half of the nation don't trust the results of the election? because you fucking fed them that bullshit for the past couple of weeks and months because you lost. The reason people don't have faith in this election is because you told them not to have faith in this election with no evidence. How many times did they go in front of these courts with judges appointed by Donald Trump and were rejected every time? They go on TV. Rudy Giuliani goes on TV. His fucking clowns go on TV and they talk about this massive amount of evidence that they've got that's going to turn the election around. We definitely won. You heard Donald Trump say it in that call with the Georgia. We definitely won. Look how many votes we had. Oh, it's a big conspiracy. But they have no evidence. They're just fucking running their mouths and people bought into that bullshit. And every time they go before a judge, the judge knocks them down and says, you have no evidence. There is no proof. But they still fed this bullshit. And Ted Cruz and these other guys, they just kept repeating it, regurgitating it to people. And if you're a conservative, especially if you're a Trump conservative and you're watching Fox News, you're watching OAN, all you're getting is this constant feedback of this was a rigged election. This was stolen from us. You don't know that there's no proof because most of them didn't care to look it up. They don't need evidence. They already have their mind made up. And that's all they saw. So it came to a boiling point. It finally came to a boiling point when you tell people as this many times that this was stolen from us, that this was a rigged election, that they're taking away your rights. Of course they're going to do something like this. And then don't act like you're fucking surprised when people get hurt and people die because of it. This is on your fucking head. And I cannot understand and I cannot believe that there are so many people out there who not only turned a blind eye to what happened today, and say, I don't care. I can't tell you how many people I talk to personally that said, oh, it doesn't matter to me. I don't give a shit. How do you live in America and not give a shit that your country was almost overthrown by what they are, domestic terrorists? How do you not care about that? You cared when Colin Kaepernick took a knee during a fucking football game. You were up in arms about it. You wanted to ban the NFL. You wanted him gone. You were so upset about that. But now you have these fucking clowns going into the Capitol building and holding it hostage, putting people in danger, and you don't care. That is ridiculous to me. What a double standard and what a hypocrite you are. I have friends that believe this, and it puts me in a very difficult position because I like my friends. I don't want something like this to divide us, but at the same time, there is a point where I can no longer support those friends. Every American should be upset by this. Every American, their blood should be boiling right now. Because what happened today is not only a tragedy, it's an insult. You talk about the taking a knee during a football game and what an insult that was to our troops for everything that they fight for. Well, what the fuck is this then? What the fuck is this when these idiots march into the state capitol and hold it hostage because they're sore that they lost the election because their demigod, Donald Trump, and all of his clowns told them that this was rigged with no evidence. And instead of looking into the facts, instead of doing a bit of fucking research, they just accepted it and you saw what happened. Let's go to the chat real quick, see what we got going on. Oh, man, there's so much. Thank you guys for joining in on the conversation. I really appreciate it. I'm glad you guys are here with me. Caleb, I wish we could send memes in the live chat because I'd be blowing it up right now. No, that's horse time, man. You got to come in on Fridays for that, and you got to be on the Discord. Hunter's got you covered on that, believe me. Danny, man, I would have drove up tonight and sat side by side with you, brother. I'm telling you, there are a lot of people that are frustrated, upset, sad on both ends, right, left. I'm telling you, he was my president. I saw literally our country today try and start a revolution and be quite frankly not over. It's unfortunate for all of us, but I'm not too prideful to tell you that I care about what you all say. We are the same. I hope you appreciate your time. Hope to see you soon. Ciro Villegas, as a Texan, I apologize for Ted Cruz. He has blood on his hands too. Absolutely. Noah Hudson, Trump brainwashed him. 100% he did. Caleb Carter, Trump didn't call these people thugs. No, we did not. What else we got? Danny says it's embarrassing. Caleb, at this point, I think after today's civil war is what's going to take to unite this country again. It's terrifying, honestly. I think as long as Donald Trump has any influence, this isn't over. I saw on CNN, Van Jones, a man that I greatly, greatly respect. He's one of my favorite political commentators. I love Van Jones. he said when another commentator said that this is the end, that this is the moment that it's going to end, that Trump support ends, look what happened, this is too much. And Van Jones said, or is it the birth of something else? Is it the birth of something else? Is this the birth of more? You know, I know people that were really scared about what was going to happen during the Black Lives Matter protests, and whether or not I agreed with their fear, they had a very real fear of these, you know, of people that were marching through cities, that were burning down businesses. This really happened. And I'll be honest with you, when those things happened, I did condemn a lot of it, because I am a follower of the Martin Luther King belief of peaceful protest. That's me. But I also am not in their position. I am not in the position of an African-American person who fears for their life. So I can't criticize them too much for what they did. But people were afraid of that. And Van Jones' point, I think, is, should we be afraid now? Should we be afraid now? Because maybe today wasn't the end. Maybe today was the beginning. Because this isn't going to end tomorrow. Just because these politicians are coming out today and reprimanding and condemning what happened today at the Capitol doesn't mean that it's going to stop. There are still plenty of Trump supporters out there, including people that you've seen probably on your Facebook feed tonight that have defended what's happened today. Do you think they're going to stop just because Ted Cruz said, hey guys, let's be peaceful? You think they're going to stop because Mitch McConnell said, you know, that this was a disgrace? You think they're going to stop because Donald Trump said, go home and be peaceful? You're special. I love you. We love you. I understand how you feel. This was stolen from us. Sure it was. Here's some reactions, by the way, after what happened today. I'm looking at some right here. My favorite one is Rudy Giuliani. In a sea of fucking assholes, Rudy Giuliani is probably my favorite asshole. He says, to all those patriots challenging the fraudulent election, the President of the United States wants you to express your opinion peacefully. We are the Law and Order Party. You are on the right side of the law and history. Act with respect for all. I can't even with that bullshit. One, you call them patriots. There's nothing patriotic about what happened today. This isn't patriotism. Patriotism is not getting a gang of your dumb fuck buddies and going up to the Capitol building and posing with statues and destroying public property. Patriotism to me is what Colin Kaepernick did. It's knowing that you're throwing your career away. It's knowing that you are ostracizing yourself, knowing that you are going to be fucked hard, and you still take a knee for what you believe. That to me is patriotism. That was never a slap in the face of all the soldiers, in my opinion. That was patriotism. That is what soldiers fight and die for. What happened today is domestic terrorism. It's cowardice. And the fact that people like Rudy Giuliani call these people patriots is an insult. He's not the only one either. Lots of people have called them patriots. And they can't even put the fire out. They can't even put the fire out and say, you guys are wrong. Hey, let's stop it. They have to put their fucking conspiracy message into every go home message that they've sent out. Donald Trump said that you're special. We love you. We know it was fraudulent. It was stolen from us. Rudy Giuliani says the patriots challenging the fraudulent election, you're on the right side of law and history, but they're not. You can't even admit it because they're so deep in their lie. They're so deep in their lie. They can't back out now, because especially now, these people are rabid. They are rabid animals, and they will tear apart anyone that does not fit into the lie that the Trump party has built for them. That is very, very sad for me. Let's go back to the chat real quick. What do we got here? Daniel Marie says, the fact that people are trying to justify this blows my fucking mind. Amen. Jason, sad day for America. It really is. We spoke on the phone earlier today, and we both agreed this is just, no matter how you spin this, no matter how you look at this, from a Democratic point of view, from a conservative point of view, this is a sad day for America. Ethan, my son, says, I love you. I love you too, buddy. I'm glad you're okay. Danny, Senate is basically saying at this point they're disappointed. They're technically joining together now to push the electoral vote through, which I do believe will be accomplished tonight. Something to think on. This is a civil war. Whether we want it or not, it's here. We are divided, but at the same time, we'll bring us back together. As of right now, there's two presidents. Wow. No. There is a president and there's a president-elect. Donald Trump is president for 14 more days. He shouldn't be. They should, Amendment 25, hit a lot of people. They should kick him out. They should absolutely kick him out of power. He is clearly not fit to lead this country. He never was. But now he is just dangerous. Donald Trump is the most dangerous man in American history. He truly is. Name one other American that's ever, you know, wielded so much power. I can't think of one. Casper, these terrorists left in the vending and told police they would be back with rifles as they left. Oh, sorry. They left in the evening and told police they'd be back with rifles as they left. Black people were protesting being murdered and treated less than human. These people are protesting losing political power. Exactly. Caleb, the world runs on violence, destruction, and hate. When someone says peace, they spit in your face. Noah Hudson, Colin knew when he did it, it was his NFL career was over, and I was proud of him because he stood for what he believed in. Fuck Rudy. Absolutely fuck Rudy. Casper, they created a monster that got loose and began eating the party alive from within. And Ciro Viegas, I think Trump is just an ember. The loyalists will stay after he leaves. Josh Hawley is only 41. This is still going to be ongoing. And Josh Hawley's from my state, so... Yeah. Think about that. So where do we go from here? I'm not going to keep you guys too much longer. We're going to wrap this up, actually, in the next couple of minutes. I expected to go about 30 minutes, and I've just about hit that. I just needed to get some shit off my chest. And I knew I was going to go this alone. I knew I didn't want to pull any of my friends into this other than Casper. I did offer it to him because if there's any other anarchist in the world that thinks like I do, it's definitely my cousin. But where do we go from here? We're going to go to the exact place we were going to go to begin with. They're going to certify Joe Biden as the president. Thanks to Donald Trump, thanks to Trump and that conspiracy theory of votes don't matter, it's all rigged, the Republicans just lost control of the Senate. So now you will have a Democratic Party who is in control of everything. What will happen to them? I don't know. I think most people only care that they'll probably get their $2,000 checks, which is good for fucking you. I mean, I want my $2,000 check too, but not at the cost of democracy. After that, who knows? Maybe they'll get shit done. Maybe we'll get more progressive. We'll care more about the planet. We'll care more about each other. Maybe, I fucking doubt it, because on the other side, you have two kinds of Republicans. You have the Republicans who, they don't like Joe Biden. They don't want him to be president, but they accept the fact that Donald Trump lost, and they will move on with their lives. Like we did in 2016 when Trump beat Hillary, or in 2000 when George Bush beat Al Gore. And then you have the other Republicans, I call them Republicans, these are the real rhinos, Republicans in name only, who will continue this fucking charade, whatever, I don't know, I'm tired. And they will carry this till I don't know when. You need a great uniter. And it's very clear to me that these wounds run so deep that I don't think anyone's going to be able to put this back together. They have fed these people so much bullshit for so long that it's not going to be an easy fix. This isn't going to go away in a week or two when Joe Biden becomes president. We're in for the long haul, guys. Get ready. 2021 is going to make 2020 look like, you know, a prequel. This is the real movie. This is the real film. It's scary. I'm actually a little scared. I'm scared because this is happening. I'm scared because there are people who defend it. I'm scared because there are people who don't care. This is the scariest thing I have ever seen in my life personally. And I've seen ghosts. Okay. I've seen ghosts face to face. No joke. Not phasmophobia. Literal fucking ghosts. I would say God bless us and God bless the United States. That's what I want to say. Because I want this to go away. And I want us to be a country again. Last time, let's go through the chat real quick. Caleb Carter, supporting terrorists is a pretty good reason to remove someone from office. Absolutely. Thank you for the kind words, Danny. Casper, I would have joined, but listening and posting is good too. I appreciate that. I need a man on the inside. Nate, it's time to unite. We need to not be divided over the actions of fools. Amen. Yeah. God pray. Caleb, Republicans that are in Trump cult and Republicans that have common sense, that is exactly it. And Casper booed me, I guess. Okay, guys, that's going to wrap it up for us right now. Because, again, this isn't going to end. This isn't over. We're going to be back tomorrow for After Dark. And we'll talk more about this. Jesse will be here with me. Lindsay will be here with me. And we are going to discuss this more. But for now, for my own mental health and my own sanity, I think I'm going to go play some Call of Duty with the guys. Or play some World of Warcraft. I don't know. I need to get my brain off this for a little while. So I want to thank you guys for coming in the live chat and talking to us. Michaela, don't be ashamed to be an American. I'm going to say this real quick. Don't be ashamed to be an American. America gets a lot of flack. We're an imperfect country. We are. But we also are a great country at heart. I truly believe that. when it comes down to real patriots, when it comes down to what we've sacrificed, what people have given in the name of this country, real patriots, not like these fucking assholes you're seeing on screen right now. It's something to be proud of. America's not perfect, but we can be better. Don't be ashamed. We're going to fight for this and we're going to win. We will always win. It's a slow process, but it will win. Caleb, I'm not brave. Don't thank me for my bravery. I'm not brave. I'm a journalist and I run my mouth a lot, but I'm not brave. What's brave are the officers, a lot of whom got hurt, that were here defending the Capitol against these people. Brave are the people that went out and voted. Those people are brave. So I'm not brave. I'm just a guy with a microphone. All right, guys, we're going to be back tomorrow for Podzilla After Dark. I want to thank everyone in the chat for joining with me tonight. I really appreciate it. Hope you guys stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. It's going to be brutal, but it'll also be a lot of fun. I'm going to go play Call of Duty. I'm going to go eat some dinner, get my mind off things. I love you guys so much, every single one of you. And I will see you tomorrow. So for myself and, well, that's really it because there's nobody else. You guys have a good night. I'll see you tomorrow. Later.